Part 4. Mr. Wickfield, Agnes, and Uriah. I enjoyed living with Aunt Betsy in Dover. Mr. Dick was like a child and loved flying his kite on top of the cliff. But of course, when I was better, she wanted me to continue my education. We went to the old cathedral city of Canterbury near Dover, and she took me to the house of Mr. Wickfield. When we arrived, a strange young man came to hold Miss Betsy's horse. His name was Uriah Heep, Mr. Wickfield's clerk. He was tall and thin, and moved his body like a snake. Mr. Wickfield was Aunt Betsy's lawyer, and was responsible for her money.
Would you like to live with Mr. Wickfield and his daughter Agnes, and go to school near the cathedral with Dr. Strong?
Asked my aunt. Yes, I replied immediately. The next few years were very happy. Agnes was always calm and always gave me good advice. She was like a sister to me. She loved her father very much and did everything to help him. His wife was dead, and he was very sad without her. My teacher, Dr. Strong, was a generous, intelligent man, and I learnt a lot at his school. I fell in love with Canterbury girls many times as I grew older, had fights with local Canterbury boys, and did all the things that boys usually do. I didn't like Uriah Heep. As the years passed, he began to have a strange power over Mr. Wickfield. Maybe one day you will be Mr. Wickfield's partner, I said to Uriah. He moved his body like a snake.
No, no. You're very kind, Mr. Copperfield. I am much too humble. But please come to visit me and my mother in our humble home.
I met Mrs. Heep. She was exactly like her son.
We are very humble, Mr. Copperfield,
she said. At this time, the Micawbers came to Canterbury. They were very surprised to hear my story. They met Uriah, but soon left Canterbury again because they owed money. Finally, it was time to leave school. Aunt Betsy asked me to decide on a profession.
Visit Peggotty in Yarmouth, she suggested. While you are there, think carefully about your future. Then we will decide.
I was a young man now. I travelled to London alone and stayed there before I continued to Yarmouth. At the inn, I was surprised to meet Steerforth. At first, he didn't know me.
Ah, it's Daisy,
he said. I was very happy to see him. I invited him to come to Yarmouth with me.
I'm studying at Oxford, but I have a few free days, he said. I'd like to meet these fishermen.
I met Steerforth's mother, a very arrogant lady, and her companion, Rosa Dartle. Then we left for Yarmouth.